Hello and welcome to Wising the Soul. Today's topic is on fear. Anxiety is fear, and fear is the unknown. You cannot fear something that you know. We all experience anxiety. You do, I do, she does, he does. Even animals experience anxiety. And life, and our experiences, they are measured by scales of duality. And I do like my analogies and my metaphors. And in the past, I have spoken about scales of good and bad. Everything comes with its own opposite, they come in pairs. Hence the term duality. And in this case, we have a scale with extreme anxiety at one end and then extreme calmness at the other end. Now, what we are is we are a slider. We slide up and down, the scale. And sometimes we're closer to anxiety, sometimes we go the other way, and we will always be sliding up and down scales. We will never be fixed on a scale because nothing is permanent. Things change all the time, and that is just life. And ideally, we would love to be, perfectly balanced in the middle of this scale between anxiety and calmness. And, we might be at that point sometimes, and sometimes we will be at other points. We will spend our lifetimes going up and down this scale. But what we can kind of work on, or what we can try to control, is how far we travel on this scale, how close we get to the extremes, because we can work on, bring on ourselves closer to the midpoint. Every time we kind of find ourselves going towards an extreme, trying to control and bring ourselves a bit closer to a balance. So we might experience anxiety before an exam, before a presentation. Even before going to a party and meeting new people. But anxiety is also biological. Our fight or flight response is a biological reaction to ensure our survival. So imagine you are on the end of extreme calmness of the scale, which would mean that you do not feel anxiety at all. And that's not an ideal place to be. Because imagine being so calm and you're crossing a road and a car is coming at you at 100 miles per hour. If you don't have anxiety and you're just extremely calm, you're not going to want to run. And therefore, the car will hit you and you won't survive. So there is a healthy role for anxiety, for fear. The trouble is when we kind of overthink these fears. So some people, as soon as they wake up, they're full of anxiety. They don't know how the day is going to go. They don't know what's going to happen at each moment. They end up overthinking, they're ruminating, they're catastrophizing. Every single thought that enters their mind, they're building on it, they're adding things to it. But fear is not real, right? It's an idea. It's an idea of what could potentially happen. And it's something that we formulate ourselves, based on the experiences that we've had, interactions with objects, with people, and with society. So let's break it down a bit. Our thought processes are based on our past experiences, right? And it's those thought processes that we attach to and we fixate on, and we add other thoughts to them. And we end up making ourselves believe that if this happens, it would not be good and I will not be happy. For example, when Emma was 5 years old, a dog bit her. And then she developed a basic thought process of dog equals pain. Obviously, there is always much more to our thought processes than that, and it's not that simple, but you know, this will do for argument's sake. So Emma is now 25 years of age and is still attached to this thought that dog equals pain. She's still fixed on it. And every time she sees a dog, she's filled with anxiety because she thinks she will experience pain and will avoid dogs to avoid pain. But realize that, you know, the future is full of unknown events. And, you know, that leaves us with uncertainty. You know, in the present moment where we are, it does fill us with uncertainty. And that's something that we don't like. So we think of a future moment and we think it could leave me feeling feeling a bad way or not feeling so good. So Emma thinks, you know, a dog could give her pain. And we tell ourselves this would happen. But really, who knows what will happen unless we have 100% control over something. You know, Emma might meet a dog that never bites her, and she could get some pleasure from that, you know, from that interaction, but she will never know if she's always avoiding dogs. And even if we did have 100% control over something, then we wouldn't have fear, right? Because we would be able to control every aspect. But in reality, we can't control everything, can we? Unfortunately, that's just the fundamental nature of life. You know, it's the nature of nature. It's just how the world is. And most things cannot be in our control. And that's the fear. And we want to get rid of the fear. So we try to control it and we can't. So we just end up driving ourselves crazy by thinking about, you know, something that, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And we worry. What is the point of thinking about something or worrying about something that we have no control over? We're just going to end up hurting ourselves for no reason, because whatever is will be. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And we build up fear by thinking and then thinking some more. And we add ideas to our thoughts and we end up blowing something so small into something so big. So we need to bring ourselves back to reality. We need to ground ourselves back to the present moment and think about things rationally, you know, in a realistic way, without letting our emotions take heed, because when we're thinking emotionally, we are not thinking rationally. That's another scale that we want to, you know, find the balance, get ourselves in the middle. So we need to think about the facts. What is real and what isn't? We need to remind ourselves that yes, you know, our feelings are valid, and yes, whatever way you feel, they are valid because they are your feelings. But maybe you can think, you know, maybe I am going off on a tangent with this. You know, Emma might think, you know, maybe this dog won't bite me because all dogs are different. And that is a fact. So maybe Emma can approach this dog and then she'll tell herself, you know, if I see it growl or if I see its teeth, then, you know, I know to run away. And that's controlling. You're controlling what you can. Emma's telling herself, trying to control that, you know, if she sees the teeth, usually it means that it's going to bite or whatever, so she'll know to run. But there's only so much controlling you can do. You know, maybe the dog still ended up biting her, even though it didn't growl, or it didn't, show its teeth, and it bit her arm. And most of the time, we worry so much, and in the end, our worries seem so small. So even though this dog bit Emma, she's okay because it didn't hurt much. And then Emma thought, actually, this isn't too bad. It will heal. It's just a scratch. And Emma thought, she was 5 years old when she first got bit by a dog. So it was probably a lot more painful when she was five compared to now. And, maybe now she's more comfortable with meeting dogs. And, fear is made up. Fear is of the future. You can't fear the past because you know the past. Fear is of the unknown, the future. And there is no point looking far ahead when we have not seen what is right in front of us. We cannot get to the future before going through what is, right here in front of us in the moment. Anxiety, it's not easy. Your brain can go at 100 miles per hour, and most of the time, other people, they don't understand why you're so worried about something that they don't worry about. They can't because they're not you. But I'd say, isn't that a great place to start? To question yourself and think, why am I scared of this? A thought is just a thought. At the end of the day, it is not physical and it cannot hurt you. You can choose to not think something, but it takes practice. There is no quick fix. If you get an anxious thought, write it down, so you're aware of it. Then you can think about rationalizing it, thinking of the facts. And this is how you can beat your anxiety. So, thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day.